So, as you know, malaria is a deadly disease. It kills almost 1 million people per year, most of them children, in sub-Saharan Africa. And the objective of our project is to increase the amounts of the key anti-malarial drug that's used to combat malaria. That compound is called artemisinin, and it's produced by a medicinal plant called Artemisia annua. And the problem with production of artemisinin currently is that the varieties of Artemisia annua that are used are still very close to being wild varieties in the majority of cases where it's used for production of artemisinin. And what we're aiming to do is to rapidly domesticate the Artemisia annua and develop it into a high-yielding crop that will be attractive for developing world farmers to grow and be commercially worthwhile for them to grow. So the research that's published in Science Today is the first genetic map of this plant, and this is a map which maps out the positions of the genes that are responsible for the production and high-yielding production of this anti-malarial compound. What's exciting about that is we now have the molecular tools. These are our molecular marker tools, not GM-based approaches, but molecular tools that will allow us to rapidly select plants that are high yielding. And so it's combining modern day molecular approaches with traditional plant breeding methods. And the next step after we apply those tools is to take those plants out to the developing world, to Africa and India and China, and trial them and make sure that they're robust enough to release to farmers. And our aim is to release these plants to farmers in the next couple of years. So by 2011, 2012, farmers in Africa and Asia should be hopefully using these new varieties. The next challenges in this research is to, or research and development, is to really identify varieties which will perform in different environments. So the environment that these plants will be growing in East Africa, for example, will be very different to the environment that they're growing in India and China. So the challenge for us is to identify varieties which perform well in those different environments. And we can use the genetic map and the molecular markers that are coming from the genetic map to help in the selection of those different varieties.